This show is brought to you by Safety FM. Yeah.
Let's go. They can see that I'm the legend. Yeah. Got the gold in my possession. No doubt in my mind, no question. I hold the keys to my successes. Yeah. Greatness lives inside of me. Yeah. Cut me open, bleed royalty. Yeah. I've never known defeat. That's for the weak. For the throne, you better show loyalty. Yeah. Nothing can stand in my way. I look it right in the face. I'm never slowing down. Yeah, I'm winning this race. Can't hold me back.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and so do I, that it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Tuesday, May the 13th of 2025, day 133rd. Of the year, and only 232 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we're hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Yep, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm. That's how we do our thing. We're also streaming 24/7 at Good Ol' Safety FM as well. So anyways, how are you? How has the last 24 hours been? More than likely since the last time we hung out, unless something revolutionary has happened over the last tidbit. So yeah, a lot of stuff, a lot of time, a lot of things going on as always. We try to stay busy around here with the things going on. So that's kind of how it goes. The things going on cause things to happen. There is no doubt about it. So big day over here on our side of the network. It is the day that Safety Mutation. Yes, Safety Mutation. And as you open it right away, it does say book two of the trilogy. Well, I have an author's copy, so that's not really what it says. But on the new one, it does. On the correct one, the public release, it does say that. So there you go. Yeah, I test print some of these things before we release them to make sure that we don't screw too many things up. So there you go. Yep. So yeah, Safety Mutation's out today. So a lot of stuff. Let's talk real quick about what we do around here. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. This is really what it is. We talk about the things that are going on out inside of the world. And then we have a level of main story. And then we talk about safety stuff as well and kind of blend it all together. Now, the odd part is people always ask, well, why do you talk about the news? Well, we talk about the news because there's stuff that's going on inside of the world of the news that needs to be discussed. That's the reason for the news discussion. If we needed to talk about something else, well, we would do that. But that's not what we're doing. We're talking about news stuff because news stuff is what's going on. A lot of people always kind of go back and forth and go, well, you talk about the news, but what is the purpose? Well, the purpose behind it is because we shouldn't just talk about direct safety stuff the moment that we start. We should have some other things to discuss as well. That's the way, at least, that I look at it. I don't know how you visualize some of these things. So it's something to give some consideration to as we are talking. So that's it. That's kind of the reason why we came up with it, because I also noticed that I've been to several meetings where people don't know how to talk. And I mean that they don't know how to talk or how to start off a meeting besides giving me some kind of numbers. And that's not necessarily what we're looking for. It's not what we're trying to do. So anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, a crypto heist perpetrated by teenager heads to court. Also more on the Jennifer Aniston stalker thing that happened with the busting of the gate. Also, Morgan Wallen addresses his SNL exit. We'll talk about that in showbiz. Also, Madonna's biopic is happening and Fear Factor returns. We'll talk about that in details of the casting calls. What else do we have? Princess Kate appears in a new video celebrating healing in nature. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. No doubt there. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring in our friends from Feature Story News. Let them tell us about what the hell's going on with the news.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's Vladimir Putin hasn't responded to his offer to meet in Turkey on Thursday. Mr. Zelensky's accusing the Russian president of remaining silent on the proposed face-to-face meeting. Zelensky said he would meet Putin after the Russian president offered direct talks between Kiev and Moscow in Istanbul. President Donald Trump has suggested he could join the talks if they happen.
I was thinking about actually flying over there. There's a possibility of it, I guess, if I think things can happen. And if I thought it would be helpful, I don't know where I'm going to be at that particular point. I'll be someplace in the Middle East, but I would fly there if I thought it would be helpful.
Asian stocks have rallied after a truce between the US and China eased worries of a global recession. Japan's Nikkei was up 2%, reaching its highest level since late February. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
The gains in most Asian stocks came after a carefully coordinated joint statement where the US cut duties on Chinese products to 30% from 145%, while Beijing dropped its tariff on most American goods to 10% from 125% for a 90-day period. US President Donald Trump said on Monday that he could speak to Chinese President Xi Jinping as soon as the end of the week, but the deal doesn't include sectoral tariffs on cars, steel, aluminium, and potentially pharmaceuticals. China has also agreed to suspend or remove all non-tariff measures against the U.S. in place since April 2nd. The two sides agreed to establish a mechanism to maintain close communication.
As a fragile ceasefire between India and Pakistan appears to hold, India's Prime Minister is warning Pakistan there will be further responses if there are any more terror attacks. The two nuclear-armed neighbours reached a ceasefire on Saturday after intense fighting last week, connected to a deadly attack in Indian-administered Kashmir last month. New Delhi linked that to Pakistan and Islamabad denied it. Rebecca Bundon reports from Mumbai.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi issued a warning to Pakistan as India accuses the country of funding terrorism, something Islamabad denies. Modi says that India is only willing to talk to Islamabad about terrorism and what he referred to as Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. The situation remains fragile. India and Pakistan have both warned each other that they will respond to any violations. Mr. Modi's latest comments, however, are a reminder that the long-standing tensions between the two countries still persist.
A man's been arrested by UK police investigating suspected arson attacks at two properties linked to Prime Minister Keir Starmer. A 21-year-old's been detained on suspicion of arson with intent to endanger life. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the brinksmanship of President Vladimir Putin as he ignores Western demands for an unconditional, immediate ceasefire in Ukraine, but instead proposes the first face-to-face talks between Russian and Ukrainian officials since the conflict began. He proposed holding those talks this week in Istanbul. What is he up to? Mark Laity is a former NATO spokesman and a former defence correspondent for the BBC.
Trump wants a ceasefire. And Putin offers talks without a ceasefire. And when he talks about talks, he says we need to address the root causes of the war, by which he means I haven't changed my mind about anything, because when he says root causes, he means NATO, no NATO membership for Ukraine, no big army for Ukraine, no EU membership for Ukraine. Ukraine must, in effect, fall back into Russia's orbit. So Trump keeps pushing for a ceasefire. Ukraine says it'll accept a ceasefire. Putin doesn't, but comes up with this kind of dramatic performative gesture. And once again, Trump says, yeah, OK, you need to talk.
President Trump also said over the weekend he is beginning to doubt whether Ukraine wants peace with Russia. He said that 24 hours after European leaders thought he was backing their moves to push for fresh sanctions on Moscow in the absence of any Russian ceasefire. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's Vladimir Putin hasn't responded to his offer to meet in Turkey on Thursday. Asian stocks have rallied after a trade truce between China and the US eased worries of a global recession. India's Prime Minister's warning Pakistan there will be further responses if there are any more terror attacks. And counter-terror police in the UK are investigating suspected arson attacks at two properties linked to Prime Minister Keir Starmer. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
This is your safety trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free.
You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, yes, the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM. Currently, let's see, 18 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, so let's get into it. Let's start talking. Let's start moving and let's start grooving and let's get into it right now. So as I take a look around at some of the stuff that is going on, let's get into some of the information. Two teenagers from Florida. Yep. WTF. Welcome to Florida. Two teenagers from Florida will face charges as adults after they kidnapped a cryptocurrency guru after a conference in Las Vegas last November. A third suspect has reportedly fled the country. The two named suspects are Bilal Ashraf and Austin Fletcher.
Fletcher.
Are just 16 years of age. And they are charged with robbery, kidnapping, and extortion, and ambushed a victim at his apartment at gunpoint and led him to a vehicle with his head covered, threatening to kill his father.
if he did not comply. The unnamed victim turned over the password to his financial accounts, which the thugs used to transfer out $4 million in cryptocurrency assets. They then ditched him somewhere in Arizona, leaving him to walk 5 miles to a gas station for help. Court proceedings for the two arrested crooks will begin next month. This is according to TPM. So my question becomes this. How the hell did they figure out who it was? That's numero uno. Number two, were they in, Las Vegas when this went down? Because hopefully they were not in Florida. I'm just saying, because that gets weird. Thinking about that for a moment, because that's a hell of a drive. When you start thinking about it, okay, so it looks like they were in Vegas. Is the way that it looks. It looks there. In regards to looking at it. Okay, let's keep it here in WTF and welcome to Florida. A Miami area Walmart had to close down for the afternoon on Saturday after a shopper dropped his gun, causing it to fire, and ended up shooting himself. No word on where he was shot, but he is expected to be okay after being taken to a local hospital. Customers tell the local media they were rightfully spooked by the sound and that it was ensuring a rush for first responders and the police on the scene. One woman identified only as Penelope says that the whole produce section was just like closed off, and they told me to get out. So like I did, like obviously expanding that their search was whatever. Okay. Seems like a very informative conversation in regards to that. So there you go. Welcome to Miami. Thanks to Channel 7 for that WSVN. Oh, it gets special around here when we start talking about stuff.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's continue talking about some other things because that's what we do around here. When Chris Thom moved from Alameda County in California in 2019, he took to jogging through the city streets to explore the new area. Since then, using an app to track his runs, he's navigated on foot every street in the entire county. Thom says that he usually runs 5 to 6 days a week and has covered between 6 and 10 miles with occasionally 10 to 20 mile hauls. Not every run has been without an adventure either. Thom tells the local media that he was chased by dogs, had to run around cows, seen peacock, goats, and pigs, like all the stuff. It's kind of amazing. The diversity, the terrain, because you'd never go out if you weren't actively seeking it out. So, it's been a lot of fun. This is what he told CBS News. So, I mean, I don't think I would have expected all of that by somebody talking just about what is going on in San Francisco. So, there you go. Some stuff to thinky-inky about. So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this. First, the first head-to-head challenge of popular weight loss shots suggests that Zepbound is about 50% more likely to be, 50% more effective than Wegovy. Zepbound users lost about 50 pounds over 72 weeks, while with Wegovy, users lost 33 pounds over the same period of time. But wait, Zepbound manufacturer Eli Lilly funded the study, but it was published in a reputable New England Journal of Medicine. So there's that. This is according to NBC News. So what do you think? I don't know. All these weight loss drugs as of late. I mean, listen, I'm not going to say I've never tried one. I'm not going to say that I have tried one, but I'm not going to say I've never tried one. I remember when the Ally one came out a long time ago. I remember they kept on referencing system effects. You could have system effects. Referencing that if you had too much fat in your system, a food that you contained, that you could essentially poop yourself. That was the system effects. That's not something you want to know. I mean, that, I guess you really want to know it, but it's not really something you want to know that that's what they're referring to as system effects. I mean, that's a number when you really start thinking about it or so. Like, seriously. Like, if somebody told you that, are you going to use it?
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
I know, 100,000 watts of fifth grade fun is what it sounds like around here. Anyways, the best destination for pizza lovers is not the Big Apple or the Windy City. Travelers and Leisure ranked each state based on the number of pizzerias per 100,000 people. People's interest in pizza and the average price of pizza pie. New Hampshire came out on the top with 1,022 pizzerias. That's about 72.7 locations per 100,000 residents. Rounding the top five is Ohio, Delaware, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, respectively. For the record, New York came in at 29th, despite being known for its pizza pie. The average price per pie was too high, and the average are only about 19 pizzerias per 100,000 residents. So, there you go. Some stuff to think about. Okay, let's get into the swamp because, you know, it would not be a swamp day if we didn't talk about it. It would be a normal day without talking about the swamp. President Trump has signed an executive order on Monday to lower prescription drug prices by aligning them with the prices in other developed nations, reviving the most favored nation pricing policy. The order directs drug makers to offer prices for drugs subsidized by Medicare and potentially Medicaid by matching the lowest in other countries within 30 days. It aims to reduce the prices by 30 to 80%, addressing the U.S. high drug costs, sometimes more than triple than those abroad. Non-compliant companies will face tariffs and other economic sanctions. So there you go. Some information for you. So what do you think about this? 30 to 80% discount from what you currently pay. Favored nations, which is a good term. Are you familiar with favored nations? I learned about this many, many years ago. Do you know what it stands for? No, like seriously, like, do you understand the term? The reason that I asked this is because I learned about it many, many years ago because I'm a wrestling fan. And favored nations is something that most people don't know what it means. And in a contract, it's something that you want to have. So most favored nation refers to a status conferred by a clause in which a country promises that it will treat another country as well as it treats any other country that receives preferential treatment. Most favored nation clauses are frequently included in bilateral investment treaties. So when I heard of this term many, many years ago, I heard about it as favored nations, which normally refers to a contract. If you have favored nations, which means that nobody can come in with a contract higher than what you're getting paid without it being adjusted. I know. Let me sign up for that gig. So there you go. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next 30 days. So mark it. It would happen on May the 12th. So by June the 12th, before Father's Day, we should see something going on. Now, keep in mind that they're probably talking about prices of prescription drugs before any kind of subsidiary or any kind of discounts that you get from your insurance company. So keep that in mind if you do have health insurance, because that's going to play a factor into it just for talking. Okay, let's talk about the numbers. The Dow soared 1,160 points to close at 42,410 on Monday. The S&P increased by 184 points to close at 5,844. And the NASDAQ increased by 779 points to close at 18,708. West Texas Intermediate closed at $62 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $65 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.13 on Monday, and Bitcoin dipped down just over 2%, trading just around $102,000. And tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $110 million jackpot or a $49.4 million cash payout. So there you go. If you want to play, you still have the opportunity to do so. Okay. So let's get into this real quick before we get into our main story. Opening arguments and witness testimony kicked off on Sean Combs' federal sex trafficking trial on Monday. Jurors were shown the now infamous video of the music mogul beating then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura in 2016, after which the hotel security guard testified that Combs allegedly offered him a wad of cash to take care of the footage. From there, the male escort named David Phillips took the stand, telling the court that Combs paid him $6,000 per session to have sex with then-girlfriend Cassie multiple times for up to 10 hours in 2012. Holy shit. 10 hours. Philip testified that he felt Cassie was in real danger and told her to leave Combs. He will resume testimony today, after which Cassie is 8 months pregnant and is expected to testify. Combs pleaded not guilty on all charges, which included one count of racketeering conspiracy, two counts of sex trafficking by force and fraud and coercion, and two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. He faces life in prison if convicted. This is according to AP. So there you go. Also, following up on Jennifer Aniston stalker case, the guy who slammed his car into her gates is nuts. Okay, well, you kind of know that. According to his wife, Jimmy Wayne Carwell, he thinks that he is Jesus Christ and Aniston is his queen. Something has triggered him, and I don't know if he's having midlife crisis or what. She's explained in her recent actions, or his recent actions. Meanwhile, Jimmy remains behind bars and faces up to 3 years in prison for felony stalking and felony vandalism. This is according to the Daily Mail. So there you go. That gets weird quick. Okay, let's do one more. Britney Spears posted a quickly deleted video on Mother's Day showing off her bare breasts, dancing around in an off-the-shoulders dress that she pulled down the top as part of revealing her breasts. The not-so-safe-for-work was replaced with a fully clothed version at Britney Spears. I didn't know that that's what I was going to say. I'm not sure if I would have read that, if I would have said that, if I would have known that. Okay, so there you go. 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's go ahead and get into the story of the main of the story, because that's it.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, main story time. And I don't understand what in the hell is going on real quick. I tell you, I get so and so and so confused in what's going on out there. I really do. And let me explain what I'm talking about. Because, I don't know, listen, I love the industry that we're in a weird kind of way. I have a passion for it in regards of the thing that's done, the things that we do, the things that we try to change. But man, do we get hung up on the weirdest shit? Like, I'm being serious when I say that. Why is it that we think, to some extent, that posting stuff on social media, particularly LinkedIn, that gives us some validity to what we do for work? I will tell you, the alphabet soup that exists on LinkedIn is crazy. I was looking at somebody's name, I think it was like 3 days ago. Their name, first name, and last name consisted of 12 letters. Okay? 12 letters combined. And then it was followed by 53 letters. 53 letters of their certifications, of what their credentials were. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if any of it was MSU, which is make shit up, was part of it, because I have no idea what even that letter soup meant. And I get so weirded out sometimes by some of this, because what does that prove? Because we have gotten to the point that we are under the impression that we are subject matter experts by having some letters. Like the newest thing that I'm seeing is, you know how LinkedIn has this thing where you announce that you have a new position? Well, now people are posting with their credentials. Their credentials of how great they are in regards of they've got this new certification. And I don't get it. It's very confusing. The other portion that I'm confused about on LinkedIn, and I guess I should just reference social media in particular, is some of these older people, and I'm talking about old people that are retired, no longer in the biz, but all of a sudden their systems are what makes the most logical sense, is the items that should be discussed. It's the items that need to take place. Like, there is a guy that every time I post something decides to put a post on my post to talk about how he taught whatever I'm talking about that day many, many years ago, and that I'm wrong and that he's right. I had him on the show one time, and he was the only one that's ever taken me up on the offer. And all he could talk about is how great he is. Now, I don't know if that's really a discussion. You telling me what great shit you did is not really a discussion. It is just telling me about, you know, that you have a lot of self-confidence. That's good. That's a good thing. But let's talk about some stuff, man. I don't understand why the cred occurs so much with people with LinkedIn. Now, listen, I'm not going to lie here. At one particular point in life, I thought that that was important, too. I thought it was important to list every credential you had because I wasn't sure what I was doing. And if we're keeping it real, I'm pretty much sure I don't know what I'm doing still. The great thing about this is that I've learned how to model stuff. And listen, not all modeling works. And I'm not talking about me being like a fashion model. Let's make sure that we're clear. I have ideas. I test those ideas. If they work, we continue with the idea forward. If the idea doesn't work, we change it as we go. But some of these older people that are out there, their ideas, they're the only thing that works and that's it. That's not how shit goes, dude. I mean, if that would, if that's the case, I would still be seeing people with horses and buggies trying to go from state to state. So at what point do we start realizing that the credentials and putting the alphabet soup behind your name does not make you an expert? It just makes it seem like you've spent a lot of money on something that you're trying to accomplish. And I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm just trying to understand. And that's a thing that I've been struggling with quite a bit. Is trying to understand the reason why we do these things. Because I will tell you, you can have 53 letters after your name. And if somebody gets injured on the field, if someone's injured out there, they're not going to care if you have no letters behind your name or 53. Like, seriously.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's L-A-D-D-E-R life.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's R-A-D-I-O. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation. The structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice. Sold your rebellion as a new initiative. And smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Let's go! They can see that I'm the legend. Got the gold in my possession. No doubt in my mind, no question. I hold the keys to my successes. Greatness lives inside of me. Cut me open, bleed royalty. I've never known defeat. That's for the weak. For the throne, you better show loyalty. Nothing can stand in my way. I look it right in the face. Yeah, I'm winning this race. Can't hold me back. Can't hold me down. It's time for me to own it now.
I'm on a new level. Yeah, I'm on a new level, buddy. There you go. Anyways, we are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show, coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and on Radio Big and, of course, on your favorite podcatcher. We're also hanging out on some social media platforms because that's what we do. Yeah, this right here, some K Parks, whole new level. Yep. Oh, we can't get hung up in the music. We're already running late. Oh, we can always take a pause for the cause.
I'm never slowing down. Yeah, I'm winning this race. Can't hold me back. Can't hold me down.
Yeah, can't hold me back. Yep, whole new level. There you go. We'd like to thank K Parks for allowing us to play this here. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. If you want to give it a little streamer-emer action, no doubt there. That's kind of how it goes. So let's continue moving and grooving here because we're already out of time. Because, you know, I like to run sometimes in regards to what we need to do. So anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. To Write Love on Her Arms. Once you get there, just click on the section that says Find Help. It can change everything for you. No doubt about that as we are talking. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse because that is what hop-ons. That is what happens, my friends, as we are talking. No doubt there. Okay, what else do we have going on? Because we need to talk a little bit about this, a little bit about that, a little bit about everything that is going on inside of the world of the multiverse. If we didn't do that, I am not sure what exactly we would be doing because we would be doing something entirely different. Okay, so let's talk about this real quick. Flipping the script with a flip phone. According to a poll of 2022, more than half of us believe that we spend too much time on our smartphones. And the more recent survey found that smartphone users reached their their average of 205 to reach for 205 times on a daily basis for their phone, which works out to about every 5 minutes, except for when you're sleeping. So if you're wondering that, though, what sounds a little drastic, some people are opting to trade their smartphones for a simpler dumb phone. People who want to break free from the endless scrolling and algorithms overloads are ditching their shiny screens for flip phones and minimalist gadgets and light phones and or minimal phones. One guy, Jose Briones, who was racking up a whopping 13 hours of screen times daily, finally decided to swap for the Google Pixel for a light phone 2, the tiny e-ink device like a display of a Kindle, which he says that the basics calls, text, and alarms and directions. Since then, he says that his day are filled with walks, hobbies, and real conversations. He enjoys the fact that, as he puts it, when you're offline, things have the beginning and an end. No infinite scroll. Plus, his friends actually call him now. Another bonus, a dumb phone costs way less than a new smartphone. So, I mean, I guess that helps. Let's see. And slashes down on your monthly bill, too. Refreshing to disconnect. Slightly less refreshing not to know when the bus arrives. I mean, I guess some things to think about. And it also turns out that the real smartphones are dumb ones anyways. So there you go. Some things to think about. Anyways, with that being said, let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Maria. Ludwig Wittgenstein said, "Uttering a word is like striking a note on the keyboard of the imagination." I love this. What a beautifully illustrated quote. Now, I looked this one up, and this quote is from 1953. Imagine the beautiful music from that keyboard over the years. Some of the words we speak have a lovely tune, while other words sing a darker song. When you speak, are you speaking good things to life, or are you adding to the darkness? Think about the way we speak to dogs. They don't know what the words mean. They just read the tone and how we say it. I think people do the same thing. We say something by the way we say some things.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Books will minister to you in ways nothing else can. They will introduce you to people you'll never meet any other way. They will take you to places to which you will never travel. They will enlarge your thinking and expand your vision. They will renew your mind and refresh your soul. In truth, reading a book by an author whose heart and mind is steeped in God's eternal truth is like sitting at the feet of a truly wise man. Proverbs 13 said, "The teaching of the wise is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death." Lord, thank you for all those men and women who poured their lives into writing books. Bless and anoint each of them. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Pope Leo XIV delivered his first Sunday address in St. Peter's Square, urging an end to conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza. The newly elected pontiff, born Robert Francis Prevost in Chicago, is the first American to lead the Catholic Church.
In his message, Pope Leo XIV emphasized the importance of peace and reconciliation. He called upon global leaders to prioritize dialogue over warfare. The Pope's appeal comes amid ongoing violence in multiple regions, highlighting the Church's commitment to humanitarian efforts. Benjamin Wright reporting.
Iran and the United States concluded a fourth round of nuclear negotiations in Muscat, Oman. Talks focused on limiting Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanction relief.
Key issues include uranium enrichment levels and the dismantling of nuclear facilities. Both sides described the discussions as difficult but constructive. Further negotiations are planned, aiming to ease regional tensions. Kyle Norris reporting.
Israeli airstrikes in Gaza resulted in the deaths of 15 civilians, including women and children, according According to Gaza's health ministry, the strikes targeted areas in Khan Yunis and Gaza City.
The Israeli military stated it was targeting militants and attributed civilian casualties to Hamas. Operating in densely populated areas, the ongoing conflict has led to severe shortages of essential supplies in Gaza. International organizations report widespread humanitarian crises in the region. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The Trump administration is preparing to accept a luxury Boeing 747-8 jet from Qatar's royal family as a diplomatic gift. The aircraft is considered one of the most valuable gifts ever presented to the U.S. by a foreign government.
President Trump plans to use the jet as Air Force One during his upcoming Middle East trip. The gesture signifies strengthening ties between the U.S. and Qatar. The administration views the gift as a symbol of diplomatic goodwill. Lawrence Keller reporting.
An equipment malfunction disrupted air traffic at Newark Liberty International Airport, causing delays on Sunday morning. The Federal Aviation Administration reported a technical glitch affecting flight operations.
This incident marks the third outage at the airport in recent weeks. United Airlines' CEO assured passengers that safety remains a top priority despite the disruptions. Efforts are underway to address and resolve the technical issues promptly. Kevin Sanders reporting.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham expressed concerns over proposed Medicaid cuts, labeling them a potential disaster. She highlighted the state's high Medicaid enrollment and the impact of reduced funding.
The governor emphasized the importance of federal support for health care programs. She urged lawmakers to consider the consequences of budget reductions on vulnerable populations. Discussions continue as policymakers debate the future of Medicaid funding. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
You ever wish that Facebook had a suck it button?
You suck!
This rock block is for you.
Oh, yes. You suck, that's for sure. So let's go for it. Anyways, let's take a look at some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1958, Vice President Richard Nixon's car is attacked while touring Venezuela. Latin America countries were decidedly leftist during the Cold War. An outrage at the anti-Soviet rhetoric coming from Washington. A swarm of students managed to interfere with Nixon's motorcade, and they attacked his car, smashed his windows, and dented the body. Inside, Nixon was covered by agents. By some miracle, the car managed to escape, but not before almost being tipped over by the group. So there you go. That happened back on this date in 1958. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Jackson Dart turns 22, Morgan Wallen 32. Candace Akola 38, Lena Dunham turns 39, Robert Pattinson turns 39 as well. Pusha T turns 48, and so does Samantha Morton. Brian Gregory turns 50. Darius Rucker turns 59. Stephen Colbert turns 61. Dennis Rodman, 64. And Stevie Wonder turns 75. If you're looking for some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Apple Pie Day and World Cocktail Day. So there you go. What else do we have for you? Let's see. If you need a rando ando for today, if you need a random joke, it goes something like this. You might be lazy, but you'll never be as lazy as the guy who named the fireplace. You get it? Okay, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is something that that's overpriced, yet you continue to buy it? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 60% of people who have one of these in their car don't use it. What is it? A CD player. Who the hell still has a CD player? So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely morning. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so. So if you want to go over there and hang out with me, if not, you can hang out here on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. You've got three choices in life. Give up, give in, or give it all you've got. So there you go. Those are some options for you. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
Going down, yeah, I'm winning this race.